Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. Tornadoes swept through Missouri yesterday. At least 7 people were killed, 5 in St. Louis, and dozens were injured. As the sun comes up, officials will get a better picture of the immense damage and destruction. And Mayor Kara Spencer is urging residents,
stay off the phones. We're struggling to keep the lines open. We're having cell phone issues, particularly in the areas most impacted. So stay off the phones if you can, and most importantly, stay home.
St. Louis Fire Chief Dennis Jenkerson says the twister barreled through around rush hour yesterday afternoon.
We have mapped the path of the tornado. We've got a very good idea of the path it took and the destruction that came after.
Over 5,000 homes throughout the state may have been affected. Nearly 86,000 customers are still without power. Meanwhile, devastating wildfires are the story in Minnesota.
Charred earth, trees, and structures, just some of what local, state, and federal lawmakers have seen in northeastern Minnesota, where crews have been battling 3 major wildfires. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz says the state plans to use its disaster contingency account if federal funding doesn't come fast enough.
That account sets at $50 million a year to help for flooding, tornadoes, incidents like this.
Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Hurricane season's about to begin, and CBS's Nicole Skanga reports FEMA may not be ready.
A FEMA internal review authored by the agency's top planners and obtained by CBS News warned the intent for this hurricane season is not well understood. FEMA is not ready. Nearly 20% of FEMA's full-time employees, nearly 2,000 of them, have left or been fired since President Trump took office, according to top agency officials, who also say they're not equipped to handle multiple catastrophic storms.
The Atlantic hurricane season runs June 1st through November 30th. Well, the grand final of the world's largest live music event is today. Here's CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
The Eurovision Song Contest final begins in Switzerland at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. To watch Norway's Kyle Alessandro kick things off, grab your VPN to access BBC coverage or stream it on Peacock. Si tu ne vois en moi qu'une poupée parfaite. Laura Thorne of Luxembourg goes second, then have a hoot watching Estonia's Tommy Cash. No stress, no stress,
it's gonna be espresso. This year's contest has been roiled by controversy for a second year. Dozens of former participants have called for Israel to be excluded. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. Cloudy skies, 61 today with a northwest wind up to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, breezy, 43. Partly sunny, highs in the upper 50s on Sunday, near 60 on Monday. Chance of showers and 59 on Tuesday.
Right now, it's 49.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, May is Mental Health Awareness Month. The fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, will join us to talk about resources for Wisconsin farmers. Please don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and Green Bay, profhearingcare.com. And by Blaine's Farm and Fleet, serving Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, and Michigan with 45 locations and everything you need for life in the Midwest. Shop online anytime at farmandfleet.com. I'm Dan Small. Today, a Lake Michigan update, camping ideas from Farm and Fleet, and advice for staying safe on the water. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupe and Abraham. Named best personal injury law firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupe and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupe and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupe.com. And all 11 offices of Hupe and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Jeff Kelm joins me from home this week. Well, Jeff, we are recording early this week because you're off to the Sturgeon Bay Open this weekend. That's a big tournament, isn't it?
Yeah, Sturgeon Bay Open Bass Tournament. I think it's 35th annual event. You know, not many things run in 30 plus years these days, especially fishing tournaments. And it's cool to be a part of. I don't know if anybody had remembered when they did the spring hearings. There was a question about fishing tournaments at this time of year on Sturgeon Bay on that questionnaire. And so 35th annual event. We'll see if there's a 36th. State regulations may change some things with the event, but we're going to enjoy this one here this weekend.
And you have a lot of boats registered, right?
Yeah, we got about 150 boats, which is about what we typically see for this event. We're missing a couple of our heavy hitters that are fishing the Bassmaster Elite Series, the Johnstons, Shakurit. They come and play with us for this event because, who doesn't want to go catch a bunch of 6 and 7 pound smallmouth?
Yeah,
but
really.
But they're busy down in Texas. And so we've got a lot of local guys, a lot of Canadians have come back over the course of the last few years since COVID. And, it's just a great family event, heavy competition. Some of the best smallmouth fishermen in the country come to this event.
Now, this is the open or an open event. What does that mean? Can anyone enter?
Yeah, so anybody can enter. There's no qualifications to get into it. It's a one-off event, so it's not, you're not tracking points or anything like that. This is simply, get in, jackpot to win, dump everything you got into this one event and a nice hefty payout. And again, just a lot of fun on an amazing body of water.
It certainly is, and it's one that can blow up with winds, and you've got some winds forecasted for this weekend.
Yeah, we'll see what happens as we go through this weekend. Green Bay, a lot of these guys bring some multi-species boats. Not everybody's fishing out of a bass boat, but not everybody's fishing out of a multi-species boat, too. Always got to keep that in mind as well, and those gunnels on a bass boat aren't quite as high. And taking 3-4 foot waves is a little bit more challenging, and we got to consider safety. So we'll see as the weekend rolls out and how it goes. I've got a permit for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. If we've got to change some things up and move stuff around, we'll do so.
All right. Well, you always manage to get her done, so I'm sure you'll adapt to whatever Mother Nature throws at you. Now, you mentioned different types of boats. Is live scope or forward-facing sonar allowed in this tournament?
Yeah, it absolutely is. In fact, a lot of anglers do utilize it. It all kind of depends on what Mother Nature really gives us as far as our fish on beds or are they off beds. And so the guys will utilize that forward-facing sonar to discover those fish. If they're on beds, they don't necessarily use the forward-facing sonar, an all-day type of thing. They may use it to search. They may also find some fish off of points and ledges and things like that those post-spawn fish will be on.
Well, speaking of that, I'm going to be trying it out on open water for the first time myself. We're actually launching my new Crestliner whenever we're done with the show here today, and going over to Redstone Lake, and my friend Trapper Brian Voldahl has a portable live scope that he uses for ice fishing, and we've rigged a bracket that I got from Cedar Lake Sales so that we can attach it to the Crestliner without drilling any holes or doing any wiring, fiddling around with the wiring or anything like that. We're going to look for muskies and schools of crappies, and I'm going to learn how to use it because I hope to be able to use it a few times this summer.
Yeah, it's an incredible technology, and once you have it dialed in, it's a matter of trusting your electronics to know what you're looking at.
Yeah, for sure. Well, you've been busy. How's the garden coming along, and what else you've been doing?
Yeah, garden and trees are planted. We don't have much of a vegetable garden per se. We did a lot of perennial type of fruit plants, blackberries, raspberries, gooseberries, blueberries, and grapes. We've got all those into the ground here. We want to get that all established as time rolls on, as we live here. And a lot of trees and all that. I had 7 beehives this last year. Unfortunately, all of them perished over the wintertime, and so I spent a good portion of this last week pulling honey. It's nice to do that in the heat, and a nice time of year to do it. If you're doing it in August when you pull honey, you've got a lot of very interested bees and wasps. At this time of year, they're far more preoccupied with what's naturally blooming, and so you're not bothered quite as much. And we had the hot days. It was nice to get the honey to flow out of the frames easy and spin them out. And I got about 90 pounds of honey or so that I'll be able to utilize. And I probably have to preface this because somebody from the state of Wisconsin is going to be listening. I'm not selling honey because, I didn't process it in a processing room with a triple barrel sink or whatever they... I find it funny that we got to take these insect spit into a processing room that's, you know, all of this and that's the only way you get to sell it. But that's the regulations. And so anyways, not selling it, but I will have some to give to some friends and family and we can all enjoy.
There you go. It makes a great gift for sure. Well, I sat out turkey season D, but I plan to hunt seasons E and F. Folks probably know I struck out turkey hunting season C, and I sat out season D. Ozzy hunted just about every day, had interactions with birds, but never got one close enough to pull the trigger. And I think he and I both have permits for E and F, so we'll see what happens. Of course, we're in the middle of season E right now, but I plan to meet John for season F up in Dunn County and hunt our friend's property there where I was helping them. For the second season, we didn't get a bird, but there are a lot of birds up there, so I'm hopeful. Well, coming up, Charter Captain Dumper Dan Welch reports on Lake Michigan action off Sheboygan. Brad Greer tells us how to use a new waterproof bandage called Dry Sea. And Farm and Fleet sporting goods buyer Gordon Bricky helps us get ready for summer camping season. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
Attention future hunters. Hunting season for turkey, small game, and deer is right around the corner. Don't wait to think about hunter education. The time to enroll is now. The Wisconsin DNR offers several options to choose from, making it easier than ever to enroll. Just browse for upcoming youth or adult hunter education classes at gowild.wi.gov and join the ranks of today's hunter education graduates who are ensuring the safe future of our hunting heritage. Classes fill up quickly, so don't wait. Enroll today. A message from Wisconsin DNR.
A Blaine's Farm and Fleet original story.
Why is everyone coming on their riding mowers and UTVs?
I figured all the neighbors could use a break from yard work, so I invited them for a...
Ooh, a ride-on lawnmower movie?
Or, as I like to say, a movie.
For beautiful lawns, backyard parties, and everything in between, we've got the values you need to do things your way. Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Be an original.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with Professional Hearing Care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp, telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkalines and the smallest hearing aids. big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Well, it's time for another Lake Michigan report with Captain Dumper Dan Welsh. He is proprietor of Dumper Dan's Sport Fishing Charters, Condos, and Riverfront Store, located on South Pier Drive in Sheboygan, and on the web at dumperdan.com. And on his Facebook page, which is Dumper Dan Sport Fishing Charters, you'll find updates on all the fishing action, including this report, every time we record one. And this week's second sponsor is Southpaw Fishing Rod Holders of Denmark, Wisconsin. You can find them on the web at southpawsystems.com and on Facebook at Southpaw Systems. And joining us now from the water, Dumper Dan Welsh. Well, Dan, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
You betcha. Good morning, Dan. It's a gorgeous early morning out here on Lake Michigan, flat, calm, and sunny, and having a good time. How have you been?
I've been busy and been well, trying to get out fishing, mostly turkey hunting in my spare time. Now, we're recording this early in the week, and you've got nice weather there. You're alone on your private boat right now, right?
Yeah, correct. I snuck out this morning on the Raballo here. I'm running three lines by myself. Thought I'd put the boat in the water, Dan, for a few days. We got, like you just mentioned, a good stretch of nice, sunny, warm weather, calm conditions, no rain or thunderstorms. So I want to get a few coho for the grill and for the freezer. We've been just super busy here with the condos and the boats and the reservations. I haven't had time to hit the water, but it's gorgeous out here right now, and they are biting. The first two rods I put in the water, Dan, were both took off. They're both cohos and Dumper Dan Daily Double to start the morning off. It's pretty nice.
Oh, great. So how are you trolling? What are you running, Dan?
Well, right now, you know, the charter boats or the Raballo, we're running downriggers down like 13 foot down to like 25 foot. We're running slide divers out to the side anywhere from 19 foot out to 31 foot with a medium lead, which means about 20 to 30 feet behind either the downrigger ball or the slide diver with flasher flies. We're using spin doctors, we're using metal flashers, double ot, triple ot, red, or chartreuse with green coho flies. Definitely the bait of choice for these coho salmon. The planer boards, I have one board out because I can only run three rods. I got one board out that said two bites already on a one-color lead core, but one, two, three, and five-color lead core we're running on my fleet of charter boats and doing really well on flasher fly combinations on lead core setups off to the sides on the planer boards. And water temp, it's warming up pretty quick here. It's anywhere from 45 to 50 degrees on the surface, and we're fishing 30 to 50 feet of water. Got one on right now, actually.
okay.
A slide diver, 30 to 50 feet of water. The graph is really lit up with a lot of fish on there and a lot of bait fish, and, you know, doubles and triples can be real common, multiple hookups as you go through these fish.
Are you north of town, south of town? Where are you?
I'm south of town. The gap has been good right out in front. There's a nice mud line coming out, and that's been good. There's some bait fish in there. But there's fish all the way down to the Sheboygan County line. Kohler-Andre State Park is where I started trolling south now. I'm just south of Oostburg, coming up to Cedar Grove. And that's all really good. There's other boats out here I can see off to the distance here, and they're fishing like the same area, same depths, and, you know, that 40 to 60 feet of water range. Good speeds, about 2.3 to 2.4 miles an hour. And yeah, you just keep trolling away here and you get in the fish and then you get out of them and back into them again. And a lot of them fish are coming from the south end of the lake. I've been monitoring that for over a month now, and they came through Milwaukee, Port Washington, and now Sheboygan's just heating up big time on this coho salmon bite here in May.
Your charter boats are in. Do you have openings for what's left in May?
We do. June is filling up very quickly, and we booked a lot of trips this last week. The phone's been ringing, the calls have been coming in, but we have openings in May. Get on out here. It's only going to get better and better, and these fish are delicious to eat on the grill or smoke them or what have you, pickle them, can them. They're fun on the rod. They fight hard. give us a call. And I do have late May openings. I have openings on Memorial Day weekend. The last week of May, I have some openings. We're about, right now in May, about 4 boats busy. So, you know, I got 6 boats, so we got 1 or 2 open yet for you. But get out here. I mean, it's just fun. It's spring season, and the bite's hot right now.
It sounds like it. Well, before we talk about Southpaw, how was the rocket launch on Mother's Day weekend?
It was good, Dan. I love that event. I really do. I'm so happy to be a part of it, and they love having us on board. There was 27 rockets shot off, 3 to 4 to 5 at a time on the pier, South Pier, right in front of Blue Harbor Resort. Went well, and we retrieved all 27 rockets. They obviously landed in the lake. And then we do take rides out. We can take 3-4 people on each boat, and they come out and they can ride along. Very busy. Blue Harbor had a gorgeous setup in the conference room with screens and videos of watching these rockets. They shoot a mile in the air. It's for the Rocket for Schools. We've been a sponsor of that for quite a few years, and that went really well. So we were catching rockets that day, Dan.
How do you find all 27 of them? They have a flag on them when they hit, or what?
No, they're parachute. They come down in a parachute, okay. And then we got radios to the shore folks, and if we don't see them, they'll let us know, but we usually see most of them. But I'll tell you, there was last year and again this year, we were retrieving a rocket, and another one almost landed right in the boat. So they drop it out of the sky as we're out there, but a lot of fun. It was really a neat event.
Yeah, cool. Well, okay, Southpaw Rod Holders, they are made in Denmark. Gary Anderson is the owner. Tell us about those products.
Yeah, Gary's a great guy. In fact, on the Raballo here, my 20-foot center console, I have Southpaw and everything, rod holders, and he custom makes them in any color you want. And the burgundy, obviously, is my Dumper Dan color, so mine are silver and red. And what's nice is, Dan, is they have a 4-pin system, so it's real sturdy. It goes any direction you want, up, down, left, right. He's got rod holder trees like I have on here with 3 rod holders on a tree for board fishing. I have diver rods that go up to the side, and then I have them on the downriggers too. Very sturdy, nice setup. You can easily grab with one hand and work these rod holders. You know, it's not like a 2-hand system, so they're user-friendly. Check out his video that I made last year for him on his website. I did a nice video explaining it, and check it out on Southpaw Systems' website. He's in Denmark, Wisconsin. He's a machinist and an avid fisherman, and he's got a great product, Dan.
Well, it must be user-friendly if you are running your boat, fishing, talking to me. You got a fish on, and you're handling the rods all by yourself. I know you're a good multitasker, but this Southpaw system must really help.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, definitely check out Gary's website, his Facebook page. Watch my video on his website. It explains it to a T, a couple minutes long. And give him a call. He's got a lot of product made and ready to go right now, so he could hook you up. He does the track systems, too, for like the walleye boats. If you want to put a track system in with sliding rod holders up and down your gunnels, he can do that, too. Give Gary a call. He's easy to work with, and he's got a great setup there.
All right. Well, how can folks get a hold of you?
Best way is my phone, 920-377-1147. You talk to me direct, Dumper Dan. I'll get you hooked up with fishing and or lodging. Our store is fully stocked here with all our apparel on the riverfront at 676 South Pier Drive in Sheboygan. Check out our website, DumperDan.com. Start following us on Facebook. We'll be posting a lot of pictures and videos of our clients throughout the summer.
All right, Dan. Well, you got, what, one fish to go for your limit today?
I do, yep. I got number 4 on the pole right now. I'm still fighting him. I turned the clicker off so you don't hear that. But I got to reel him in, so hopefully you get one more. I can head her on in, and we'll have a nice dinner tonight.
All right, sounds good. We will talk to you again in 2 weeks.
You got it, buddy. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
You're quite welcome, Dan. Folks, that was Dumper Dan Welch, alone on his private boat, the Raballo, that he runs when he has some spare time, but his charter boats are out there. And you can get in touch with him on Facebook at Dumper Dan Sport Fishing Charters, on the web at DumperDan.com, or you can call him 920-377-1147. And be sure to check out SouthpawSystems.com and Southpaw Systems on Facebook to learn all about those rod holders that we talked about. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Listen to More Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. This next segment is brought to you by Blaine's Farm and Fleet, serving Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, and Michigan with 45 locations and everything you need for life in the Midwest. You can shop online anytime at farmandfleet.com. And joining me now to talk about getting ready for camping season is Gordon Bricky. He's the sporting goods buyer for Farm and Fleet Stores. And Gordon, thanks for joining us and welcome to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Hi, Dan. Thanks for calling me. It's good to be here.
Well,
appreciate it.
It's good to talk to you, and especially with camping season coming up, and actually it's underway for a lot of people, but for some folks it'll be Memorial Weekend, a big camping start off for the year. What is your routine if you're going camping?
Well, I tell you, now that the fishing season is afoot and Mother's Day is behind us, this is the couple of weeks that I usually get all my gear out and go through it. Much of it's been used for ice fishing or for hunting season. I get it out now and make sure everything's in good shape. And that's when I seek my wife's approval on what I can replace and upgrade for this next year. Do some tune-ups to everything. Pick up batteries, pick up some fuel. And I think this year I'm going to upgrade my stove and all of my sleeping bags.
What are you looking at for a stove?
Well, I tell you, we've got the normal two-burner stove that everyone has, and I love my stove. But this year I'm going to get myself a jet boil stove. I love how fast it makes coffee and hot water, and this is the year I'm going to buy one.
And you carry them at Blaine's Farm and Fleet?
Yeah, we sure do. We added them just new this year. Wonderful business partner to have in the stores, and everyone loves them.
Okay, and how about sleeping bags? You're looking at a new bag, you said?
Yeah, you know, our bags are about 5 years old, and it's nice to get new sleeping bags that are comfortable and fluffy and maybe get rid of the old ones. We try to upgrade them and give them to the grandkids.
Oh, that's a good idea. Okay. Well, how about coolers? What do you like for a cooler?
Well, I tell you, it might sound expensive, but my favorite cooler has always been Yeti. We've got a couple of the Rode 24s, and I use one for beverages. I use one for perishable foods. And I have this routine where if we're going out the next day, I pull them into the house out of the hot garage. I give them another clean, and I let them cool down because they've been in that hot garage. And the next day, we're off and running with some fresh ice. Really love the Yeti because it can be beat up quite a bit and still remain nice and solid.
For sure. Now, for folks who just don't have a Yeti in their budget, do you have other options?
We do. We still carry the Igloo coolers, and Igloo has some great coolers that'll keep your stuff cold for the next couple of days.
Spring is bug season, too. What do you do to keep them under control when you're camping?
You know, my favorite bug deterrent is Sawyer permethrin gear spray. So what I do the night before is I take the shirts that I'm going to wear and the pants that I'm going to wear and even the tent, I'll spray it all down with the permethrin from Sawyer and I'll let it dry and then fold it up and take it with me. Does a great job of keeping the insects off of me and kills them so I don't have to worry about getting any ticks on me or anything like that. They even make one that works really well with your dogs. If you're going to bring your dog camping with you, you can spray its fur down and it'll be bug resistant while you're camping.
The one caution with permethrin is cats are allergic to it or it can be dangerous to cats when it's wet. I don't know if you're aware of that or if you've had any experience with that.
Yeah, I've read that, but I haven't got any experience with it. But I've never brought a cat camping with me before. I don't think I'd want to.
I don't think many people do. But I use that very stuff of turkey hunting, and I have for many, many years, and it's really good. How about for repelling mosquitoes? I've used a thermocell for years. Do you like those too?
You know, I love the thermocell, especially if we're going to be around a picnic table. They work great in a hunting blind, too. But if you're going to be around a picnic table with some friends, you put that out there. And if it's not too windy, you can keep the mosquitoes at bay for about a 15-foot diameter. They work great.
Yep, for sure. And there again, you need some ventilation, but the instructions are right on the container, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. You wouldn't want to use it in a contained area.
You mentioned grandkids. Do you take your grandkids camping?
I do. I love taking my grandkids camping. It's a lot of fun. You just need a lot of patience is all. So we make sure they have some comfortable times. I like to take them to the store, have them pick out some treats and snacks, and have them pick out a new fishing pole or a fishing combo or something like that. All of them, no matter what bait I try to get for them, their favorite bait is marshmallows.
So. Yeah, because you can eat them if you don't catch fish, right?
That's a fact, yeah.
Yeah. The last time we talked with Carl Kerfman about the combo that you folks are offering, that's a good starter kit for kids, isn't it, for fishing?
Oh, it really is, that little fishing toolkit. It's shaped like a fish, so it's kind of fun. Got a couple bobbers in there and some miscellaneous accessories. It's really fun.
Do you take kayaks when you go camping?
We do. I love taking my kayaks, especially if it's just me and my wife. We'll strap the kayaks to our truck and off we'll go. I think that's something everyone in the upper Midwest loves to do. We love going camping near a body of water so we can go kayaking or fishing or both. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, for sure. And I would imagine you build a campfire now and then.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think I got a little pyro in me and I love having a campfire. Can't go camping without a campfire.
Now, the DNR has been warning us, even though you've got rain down in the southeast this week, and we're looking at some here in the southwest, but up north it's dry, and they're saying, boy, extreme fire danger for the northern two-thirds of the state. I don't know if that'll extend to when this show airs, because we're recording early in the week. You are careful with campfires, I'm sure, but what advice do you have for folks who maybe are not that experienced as you building campfires?
I always build a smaller campfire than what we would like to have. I try not to make a big bonfire or anything like that unless I'm in our backyard. So I just try to keep it small, something we can cook off of and get the ambiance from it and be comfortable. Make a little smoke and roast some things on it. But always make sure it's completely doused before we go to bed at night and there's no hot embers sitting there so I don't have to worry about anything. I had one bad experience with that when I was a young man, and I don't want to relive that because it didn't get too bad, but I don't want to go through that again.
No, I don't think anyone who's ever had a fire get out of control wants to have that happen. We had that happen one time about 20 years ago ourselves, burning brush in our woods behind the house, and local fire crew came and they took care of it, and we learned a lesson for sure. Well, before we let you go, what have you got at Blaine's Farm and Fleet that can help people who might be needing to upgrade or wanting to upgrade some of their camping gear this year?
Well, this week we've got some fun things on sale that are helping people get outdoors and have some fun, get ready for it. So we have 20% off of our fishing reels, fishing rods, and the rod and reel combos, 20% off the boat accessories, and all the camp accessories. Along with that, we've got 20% off all of our sleeping bags and tents as well. And all of our Yoli easy lift canopies are on sale this week at good prices. So
okay.
This is, like you said earlier, this is the kickoff to the backyard or camping season coming up here with Memorial Day.
All right. And you've got complete supplies for anybody who needs to totally outfit their camping accessories.
Absolutely. Come fill up your backpack, so to speak. And if you don't want to go camping, you can always pick up a backpack or maybe some trekking poles and take a nice hike, get out of the house.
All right. Where are you going camping next weekend?
Well, I've got some friends that own property up north. And so we're going to pack up and we're going to head up there and enjoy some friends on their property in North Wisconsin.
Fantastic. Well, Gordon, thanks so much for talking with us today. I hope a lot of our listeners will visit their local Farm and Fleet store, and I hope you have good weather for your camping this summer.
Yeah, me too. I think I'll even go camping if it rains. I appreciate it, Dan.
There you go. All right. We'll talk again, I'm sure.
Thanks.
You bet. Folks, that was Gordon Bricky. He's sporting goods buyer for Blaine's Farm and Fleet Stores. And this segment was brought to you by Farm and Fleet, serving Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, and Michigan. They have 45 locations that have everything you need for life in the Midwest. And you can shop online anytime at farmandfleet.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Welcome to Crush City, where the fish are big and the bite is hot. Rapala, the world's number one lure brand, is bringing its legendary lifelike action to soft plastics. Crush City baits are already making waves in tournament circles, and now they're ready for your waters. Whether you're trolling shad wraps, casting X wraps, or shaking the Crush City mooch minnow, get out on the water and share your success with Rapala. Find yours today at your local fishing retailer or rapala.com.
Fleet Farm's Garden Center has discounts on hundreds of plants, flowers, vegetables, fertilizers, and more. Like Farm Fresh Selects 10-inch hanging baskets for $17.99. And large bags of Miracle-Gro All-Purpose Garden Soil for just $7.99. Plus, get a 21-inch full-bore 3-in-1 push mower on sale for only $259.99. When it comes to the great outdoors, let Fleet Farm handle all your patio, lawn, and garden needs at the best prices guaranteed.
Attention future hunters. Hunting season for turkey, small game, and deer is right around the corner. Don't wait to think about hunter education. The time to enroll is now. The Wisconsin DNR offers several options to choose from, making it easier than ever to enroll. Just browse for upcoming youth or adult hunter education classes at gowild.wi.gov and join the ranks of today's hunter education graduates who are ensuring the safe future of our hunting heritage. Classes fill up quickly, so don't wait. Enroll today. A message from Wisconsin DNR.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Severe weather in Missouri kills at least 7 people, 5 in St. Louis. Fire Chief Dennis Jenkerson says a tornado hit during rush hour yesterday.
We have mapped the path of the tornado. We've got a very good idea of the path it took and the destruction that came after.
There are also reports of multiple deaths in southern Kentucky due to a tornado, according to the Laurel County Sheriff's Office. FEMA may not be ready for the upcoming hurricane season. Here's CBS's Nicole Skanga.
A FEMA internal review authored by the agency's top planners and obtained by CBS News warned the intent for this hurricane season is not well understood. FEMA is not ready.
The season starts June 1st. Our Deb Rodriguez on a big international music competition that starts today.
The Eurovision Song Contest final begins in Switzerland at 3 p.m. Eastern Time.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. Cloudy skies, 61 today with a northwest wind up to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, breezy, 43. Partly sunny, highs in the upper 50s on Sunday, near 60 on Monday. Chance of showers and 59 on Tuesday.
Right now, it's 49.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Professor Howard Schwaber.
The point is worth making that an individual government official with the power to unilaterally declare that people may seize that any opportunity of a hearing of any kind is getting really close to the model of rule that the American constitutional system is entirely designed to resist.
Entirely designed to resist. Antithetical to our foundational principles.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too, and that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Well, if you haven't been on the water yet, boating or fishing, odds are good you will be soon. And we all hope to have a safe outing every time we go out, but we sometimes sustain minor or even serious injuries. And joining me now from Houston, Texas, to talk about what we can do to keep our on-water adventures as safe as possible is Brad Greer. He is CEO of Dry Sea. That's a company that makes waterproof bandages, and they have a patented liquid indicating technology that we'll talk about. And their website is drysea.com. That's drysea.com. Well, Brad, thanks for joining us, and welcome to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Well, thanks for having me, man. Glad to be with you.
You're quite welcome. Now, you're based in Houston, and you didn't know this, but I lived in Houston for 3 years, many moons ago, when I was at Rice University. And I got fond memories of my time there, fishing in Galveston, going to Astros games in the Astrodome. That'll tell you a little bit about how long ago it was. And, of course, Southwest Conference football games in the fall. Go Owls and all that good stuff.
My dad was an athlete at Rice and graduated from Rice, so my compliments to you. Not everybody on every street corner can go to Rice, get into Rice, and graduate from Rice.
Well, that's absolutely true. What did he play?
Captain of the tennis team.
Oh, okay. Cool. Well, many of our listeners, as I mentioned, will spend time on the water this spring and summer. And these are enjoyable activities, but they're not without danger. What are some of the things that we can do to reduce the risk of illness from bacteria that we don't even know are there, waterborne bacteria and other contaminants?
Well, yes, if you or any of your loved one or family members has an open wound, do not go into any waterway, whether it's Lake Michigan or, you know, a local lake in Wisconsin. If you have an open wound, cover it with Dry Sea. Dry Sea is waterproof, but typically all waterproof bandages eventually fail. But Dry Sea is different in that Dry Sea has liquid indication technology. So if your young daughter goes into the waterway and she has a Dry Sea over her wound and she comes out the lake and Dry Sea has changed color at the perimeter band or at the wound pad, you're alerted and you know that it's time to change your band.
Okay. So that's if you have a wound already, you want to cover that. But when we're fishing, you know, I fish for muskies and northern pike, and they've got sharp teeth. They're like freshwater barracudas, and they got sharp gills. They can tear you up if you're not careful handling them. And fishing lures have sharp hooks, too. You know, if you fish long enough, you're going to get a hook stuck in your skin. Can we deal with that with a Dry Sea, or what should we do if we get a cut while we're out there?
Oh, yes, use a Dry Sea, and if the wound has a large amount of wound exudate or bleeding, then, you know, grab some gauze or Tefla and put that underneath the Dry Sea bandage. It'll help soak up some of that wound exudate. And again, if Dry Sea changes color from water intruding from the lake or from excess wound exudate, I see it change color, alert you, it's time to change your bandage.
So it sounds like we should have dry C in our first aid kit, but I wonder how many people actually carry a first aid kit in the boat.
Well, the number is not as high as you'd like. The CDC says that 48% of Americans don't have a first aid kit in their home. Hmm. Those numbers are higher for not having a first aid kit in your boat or in your automobile. So have a first aid kit, obviously, in your boat, in your automobile, and at least a couple of them at home.
And what should be in that besides the bandages we're talking about?
Gauze, antibiotic ointment, Q-tips, tape, antiseptic wipes, antiseptic spray like Bactine. Those items are a minimum. And some scissors, obviously. You know, and there's one other item. If you're traveling by car or boat and there's an accident, and the emergency personnel are unable to find you, also have an emergency whistle. So if you've slipped off the road or if your boat is in a cove, not visible to emergency personnel, you can blow that whistle and alert emergency personnel and they'll come and render aid.
Uh-huh. Now, that's assuming you don't have phone service or, heaven forbid, you drop your phone overboard or something.
Well, you could have your phone, but again, sometimes there's auto accidents. You slip down off the road, down a ravine, and that whistle will help alert emergency personnel where you are, with or without your phone operating.
Now, we talked about bacteria that might be in the waterways. Can we find out ahead of time whether the water that we're fishing in or swimming in is safe, or do you just assume it's not?
Well, if it's not, usually your state or local government will post warnings at the particular lake or waterway that you visited. But check CDC's website and also check your local fishing, hunting, and game agency or state agency that covers fishing, hunting, and other recreational activities, as well as your state agency that regulates health. And look both places to see if the waterway or lake you're visiting is on a list and if there's any warning to stay out of the water.
Well, you mentioned warnings from the state agency. Our DNR and I think our Department of Health also indicates when there are algae blooms. Lake Michigan has had algae blooms, some smaller inland lakes do, and even on Lake Superior in the last few years, there have been algae blooms. So some of us are aware of that. I guess we should just pay more attention to those warnings.
Oh, absolutely. So check those websites before you venture out with your family or loved ones. And as you said, there may be algae blooms, Vibrio, other bacteria, other pathogens. I mean, really, all our waterways have some degree of these pathogens in the water. You just want to be extra careful and ensure that the level of pathogens is not at a harmful or dangerous level.
Now, you mentioned the dry C bandages and their technology that warns you when their seal has been breached, when there's liquid in there that shouldn't be. Who invented these? Where did they come from?
Yes, our chairman, who's a tinkerer, actually had his first patent granted when he was in college.
Oh.
Our chairman of the board created and invented the first dry C prototypes, which led to our CTO, Mark Etchells, who's been in wound care for over 30 years. And now we make our product, obviously, at scale and sell at scale.
Okay. And where can we buy it?
Amazon, dryc.com, walmart.com. Those are the top three places I'd visit to find dry C.
Okay. Do you sell first aid kits as well, or do you recommend any?
We do not sell first aid kits. Generally speaking, first aid kits are a commodity product. Just ensure when you buy one that it has the necessary items in it that you'll need to keep you and your loved ones safe.
Okay. And, of course, they're not going to come with dry C bandages, so you'd have to add those.
That's correct. You know, eventually we'll find our way into some first aid kits. But yeah, you'll add dry C to the mix when you purchase that first aid kit.
Okay. Well, I've got a dry C bandage sample that your publicity folks sent me, and It's in my boat glove box, and I hope I never have to use it. But if I do, I'll know where it is, and I know what to do with it.
That's right. And it better be safe than sorry, and be proactive and prepared. And you're doing that, and you're helping your listeners to do the same.
All right. Well, Brad, thank you so much for joining us for this conversation. And we will send folks to your website, because there are some videos there that show exactly how to apply it and how to know when the seal has been breached.
Exactly, yeah. Do your homework first before you buy and apply Dry C, and that'll help you stay safe this summer.
All right. Well, thanks, and great talking with you.
Likewise. Enjoy, Jen.
Folks, that was Brad Greer. He is the CEO of Dry C, and their website again is drysee.com. You can see videos of how to apply it. You can buy them right there. And you can also get them on Amazon or at Walmart.com. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Attention future hunters. Hunting season for turkey, small game, and deer is right around the corner. Don't wait to think about hunter education. The time to enroll is now. The Wisconsin DNR offers several options to choose from, making it easier than ever to enroll. Just browse for upcoming youth or adult hunter education classes at gowild.wi.gov and join the ranks of today's hunter education graduates who are ensuring the safe future of our hunting heritage. Classes fill up quickly, so don't wait. Enroll today. A message from Wisconsin and DNR.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp, telling stories, and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
A Blaine's Farm and Fleet original story.
Why is everyone coming on their riding mowers and UTVs?
I figured all the neighbors could use a break from yard work, so I invited them for a...
Ooh, a ride-on lawnmower movie?
Or, as I like to say, a movie.
For beautiful lawns, backyard parties, and everything in between, we've got the values you need to do things your way. Blaine's Farm and Fleet, being original.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Jeff Kelm. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com. Crestline rebates continue through May 24th. They have lots of boats in stock with pre-tariff pricing, so keep that in mind. We're also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and now Green Bay, profhearingcare.com, and by Blaine's Farm and Fleet, serving Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, and Michigan with 45 locations and everything you need for life in the Midwest. Shop online anytime at farmandfleet.com.
And if our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not airing where you live, you can always watch past episodes at MilwaukeePBS.org. And my Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV special shows from the last several years are archived on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel.
And this show is always posted online. You can find it and listen to it at your leisure online at lake-link.com. Go to the Outdoor Radio page there or find us online at outdoornews.com/podcasts. And then you can follow Dan on social media through his adventures during the week at Dan Small Outdoors. Find me at Hardwater Jeff.
Well, Jeff, have you seen any fawns yet?
I have not. I have one big doe that looks like she'd be about ready to pop any day that comes into the yard just about daily. So I'm looking forward to seeing her drop a fawn and watching that bounce through the yard.
A fawn or three, you never know.
Yeah, it could be more, yeah.
Yeah, well, I was up north, up near River Falls earlier this week, and in the middle of the day, a doe ran full tilt across the road right in front of me. I mean, I was, 50 yards from hitting that critter, and she didn't look fat. I couldn't tell, but I don't know what she was doing out this time of day. But at any rate, folks, this is baby season for most wild animals. You might encounter a fawn or a baby rabbit or other critter when you're hiking or turkey hunting, and it's best, as you probably know, to keep wildlife wild. Leave them alone. The baby animal sometimes wanders off, but mom will usually find them. And the DNR has a website that explains what to look for and when it's critical to intervene. And it's on the DNR website. The keywords are keep wildlife wild. And as I mentioned, we're recording on Wednesday this week, and high winds are forecast now, and there's high wildfire danger up north. That may change by the weekend, but I would be sure to check the DNR website or any local postings before you build a fire. Avoid campfires and don't burn brush until we get significant rainfall. The updates on the DNR website are under the keywords fire danger. And speaking of DNR, they're looking for volunteers to help with the annual Karner Blue Butterfly Monitoring Program this summer. It's going on in a number of counties, and Jeff, including Wood County. Have you ever seen Karner Blues? Do you know what they look like?
We have, yep. In fact, we see enough of them that Eileen made the comment just the other day that you can't believe that they would even be threatened or endangered.
Well, they are locally, I wouldn't say abundant, but they're there, and they like lupins. You must have lupins on the sandy soil, don't you? Yeah, that's what they like. And this is a project that I think could involve kids, and Karner is spelled with a K, K-A-R-N-E-R. So if you're interested, go to the DNR website and check out Karner Blue Butterflies. And the Ruffed Grouse Society is conducting a survey of members and non-members. If you hunt upland birds and want to participate, there's no obligation. Visit ruffedgrousesociety.org and look for the 2025 survey. And Lost in the Woods Improv has their summer schedule out. Their next show is June 6th at the South Shore Brewery Tap House in Washburn. Details and a full schedule are on Facebook and Instagram at Lost in the Woods Improv. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. Details on his next show at the Harbor Table will be on his website, warrennelson.com. I'm Dan Small here with Jeff Kelm. Well, Jeff, I hope you have a good tournament and a safe one this weekend. And
thanks,
we'll
Dan.
We'll catch up with you next week. And folks, get outside this weekend and join us again next week for Outdoors Radio. I'll be true.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR, Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Dr. Kristen Lierley, host of the new Dr. Kristen Lierley Show, and artist-actor Steve Segrin joins the program. Now that's how you Monday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
It's what you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. We begin with deadly and destructive tornadoes hitting several states. First in Kentucky, the Laurel County Sheriff's Office says 9 were killed from a twister last night. Somerset Mayor Alan Keck.
It appeared to come right across our house. I'd never seen lightning or wind like that.
In nearby Pulaski County, Judge Marshall Todd says the damage is extensive.
Roofs are gone, windows are gone, people are outside.
In Missouri, 7 are dead, 5 in St. Louis, when a tornado tore a path along a highway during the afternoon rush hour. Fire Chief Dennis Jenkerson says the number of people injured will likely go up.
We had several cell towers that were affected by this storm. We're gradually getting the cell phones back up and the cell service back up, so we're going to see some of the calls to increase.
Mayor Kara Spencer.
We are focused on saving lives and keeping people safe and allowing our community to grieve.
President Trump is back from his trip to the Middle East.